Hello, is that Jacqueline speaking by a chance, or Jenny? Mr. Cordell, may I ask who I'm speaking to, please? And your name is, may I ask? Sophie, how are you doing, Sophie? Sophie, I'm Mr. Cordell, and I've had a long ongoing issue with the Metropolitan Police. I don't know if you know any of the details about it as of so
No,
far.
I wouldn't. It's come
Basically,
through to. It's only because Jackie's phone's been put through
it's
to
a,
me.
that's perfect. In a nutshell, what it is basically in 2013, Miss Sally Gilchrist decided to accept an application. She's the director, was the director of legal services, and it was for an ASBO against me, the organisation of illegal raves. Now, if something's illegal, you've got to be arrested for it. They never arrested me for this application. Now, my problem is I have lots of recordings of Janet Check. Do you know the person you're just supposed to pick the phone up for? I've got about four recordings of her, and I've got loads of recordings of Sally that I've never put on my website or nothing like that yet. Yeah, but I'm basically going to QBE Insurance, who you're insured with now, and I'm trying to claim because the application that Sally let go through was missing all of the victim's signatures, all the police's timestamps went back. Plus, I've also noticed that Stephen Elsmore and Sally changed a load of the coppers. What they've done is basically in 2000, I never threw none of these parties. All, I've got all the Facebook accounts.
Stop you
May I
there.
just explain just this last bit to yourself, madam, what they've done to me, please? I think it's only fair that I can explain this to you. Yeah, that what they've done is the police have decided to go into an application Edmonton Police Station have got create an ASBO application with the council fraudulently under the Company Act 2006, and then what they've done is they've used all good criminal reports that were on the computer about me, saying I'm building a festival when they're pulling me over in my car on a Thursday, normal days when you couldn't be throwing a party. They've used them days there and have edited them or opened and amended them all. Then what they've done is they've got loads of other cads, crimits from out of the boroughs, and they've changed all of the URN numbers on them, took them and changed the URNs and changed all of the police officers' names. Now I've done a freedom of information request into the council's computers, and I've got my real criminal records here and the real police officers that dealt me on them days. They've changed all the names to names like Brand A, Brand B, Brand W, and Bow Generator, a devil in me. You're not even allowed to have a Christian name, a name on the registry certificate name as a devil in me. Now, the maximum sentence if they did arrest somebody for the organisation of illegal raves would be 6 months custo, 6 months, and that's if you did get to your interview. Somehow they've gave me an 8-year curfew. I've never been arrested for this crime before or nothing like that. I've never had my right to interview. I was explaining to Sally I don't fit what the 999 callers say and all the rest of it. I was also explaining to this Jackie on the phone as well, and no one wanted to assist me in doing right and releasing me. They're detaining me in my house now. I'm scared to petrify to walk down the street. The police have continuously been attacking me in my house, trying to cover this over and spread that use and use mine and my partner's name. Said that we've had an argument when we've never had an argument. They've used the head of communications, and the reason that I know that this has happened is because it's something to do with Boris and Boris's water cannons and the first part. I've got all the evidence here to prove what happened and people's MOs behind different things and the rest of it. But at the end of the day, Sally has caused this. Sally has caused malice of public office. She's trying to help other police officers evade justice. There's malicious process, malicious prosecution. I've had the council who made the application with Sally because it takes the council and the police. Sally won't speak to me, or I can't get hold of Sally. I've built a website called horrificcorruption.com, and I've guided her to that website in the recordings and showing her this. My call is in re reference to Sa my re my call is in reference to Sally Gilchrist using the Metropolitan Police force and her and as a knife out of like a knife out of a drawer, yeah, to for her own self gain alongside other police officers, then maliciously changing names and me telling her that I don't fit the colour skin to fit the crimes that she's setting me up for, her refusing to listen to anything that I'm telling her down the phone and maliciously going for process and ruining my whole life. She's destroyed my her life, and
Fran,
she's
what's
destroyed
your
a
name?
young kid's life.
What's your
My
name?
name's Simon. My Christian name is Paul, and my last surname is Cordell. Cordell. My telephone number. It's the number that I'm calling off. But funny enough, it's a brand new number. I don't know it off by heart, to be honest. And Jackie, because I've basically had to go to the police computers, and I've had to put freedom of information request in and strip their computers. The same for the councils and the same for the police. The council never went to none of the 35
All right, well, I'll get Jackie to give you a call back.
And
All
when will I be
right.
expecting this call back?
Hopefully tomorrow. I'll email her now.
I'd
She should be
appreciate
back
your.
in the office tomorrow. Okay.
All right, thank you, madam.
Thank you.
Okay,
Bye.
goodbye.